Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're so thrilled you're here. We take a few minutes every single weekday to provide some encouragement right out of scripture. My hope is that today would really be encouraging to you. But before I dive in, if you're in the Sugar Hill area, I want to invite you to pick up either a can of chicken or a four-pack of fruit cups and bring them this Sunday morning as we gather. As you know, we're part of the Backpack Project, where we're able to send hundreds of backpacks home through our school system to families that ordinarily wouldn't have food on the weekend. And we believe that every time the church gathers, the community ought to be better for it. And you guys have been so, so generous. And so I want to invite you to jump in again this Sunday with either a can of chicken or a four-pack of fruit cups. It's going to be a blessing. Well, today on the podcast, we're talking about this idea of becoming wise. Honestly, we've talked about it before on this podcast, and I talk about it over on my blog at yourbetterstory.com. But it's so important that we would start making wise decisions, not emotionally charged decisions, not short-term ones that we end up regretting, but that we would make wise decisions, the kind of decisions that stand the test of time and the kind of decisions that aren't just for our own interest, but for the greater good. In fact, just typing the word wise today remind me how focusing that one word is. In fact, think about this question. What is the wise thing for me to do? That question is so clarifying, not what could I do, but what is the wise thing for me to do? That question cuts through the clutter and it points to a greater ideal. Well, in scripture, there's a lot of examples of people that made wise decisions, but one of my favorite ones is Joseph in the Old Testament book of Genesis. Now, Joseph was born into privilege. He was his dad's favored child. His brothers saw the favoritism and they absolutely hated him. In fact, his brothers considered killing him, but they ultimately settled for selling him into slavery. Joseph, through random events, ends up in Egypt where he's falsely accused of a crime. He ends up in jail, and through it all, he develops amazing influence with those that are in jail with him, as well as those that are in authority over him. Think about that. This kid that's hundreds of miles away from home, falsely accused, thrown into jail, has incredible influence. In fact, if you fast forward to the end of the story, Joseph ends up saving an entire nation and his own family. He grew up from being this annoying little brother that his brothers hated to being a wise, wise leader. Think about it this way. Joseph learned to manage up to those in authority over him. How? By delivering amazing results. Joseph learned to manage down to those under his authority. How? By investing in their relationships. There's a lot that happens in Joseph's life, but I believe the thing that turned him into a wise leader who could do all of this is that he learned to trust God unconditionally through all the dark times, and you could see it in his actions. It reminds me of what Proverbs 16:3 says. Here's what it says. It says, "Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed." Notice this verse doesn't start with commit your plans to the Lord, but instead commit your actions, what you do. Joseph did that. Joseph took right steps. He took right action. And as he did that, God caused his plan to prosper. My challenge for us and my challenge for me today is that we would learn to trust God every day and that we would act in response to that trust every single day. And what I believe through scripture is that every single time we take action and every single time we trust God through every single action, we'll become the kind of person that makes wise decisions that God can use to change the world. So today, commit your actions to the Lord. Well, thanks for being on the podcast again today. I want to encourage you, if you are in the Sugar Hill area and you're looking for a mission trip that you can be a part of, we have one coming up in October over Columbus Day weekend where we go back to the Yucatan Peninsula where we get to serve some amazing churches and some amazing people. This is a fantastic opportunity to go on a short-term trip and even bring your whole family with you and make a difference in another part of the world. If you want more information, join us this Sunday morning at 12:15 right after our gathering. And you'll have an informational meeting down in our office area in room A113. But if you need more info, just drop us an email at missions@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.